This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Republican from the Golden State's 46th Congressional District. We want to get his reaction to some of the comments over the past couple of days of both President Obama and once again today Mexican President Felipe Calderon calling on Congress to pass what they call comprehensive immigration reform. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Obviously, both Obama and Calderon talking about this issue in Arizona, which you and I have talked about before. They're both critics strongly of the law, with both essentially calling it discrimination against those of Mexican descent in the state of Arizona. What did you make of the way the two leaders characterized the new law?
Well, let me just note that President Calderon, in a speech to Congress just a short time ago, and I attended that speech, did say that his goal was to build a Mexico in which the Mexican people would stay there. And, of course, we want that to happen. They most say that's the best solution of all, is to have Mexican people not come to this country legally because they have opportunity in Mexico. However, as the situation stands and as it's been degenerating over the last 20 and 30 years, we do have this massive inflow into our country. And unfortunately, I think that President Calderon's reference to that law in his speech before the Congress was basically playing to the liberal Democrats, who now control both houses of Congress and the executive branch. And it's sad that we have a visiting president who's playing internal politics here in the United States that way. But, of course, the liberal Democrats and who control houses, both houses of Congress and the presidency, have the power. And they're the ones who are opposed to the law in Arizona, which would help us get control of the flow of illegals into our country. So President Calderon has to sort of try to curry favor with that group.
Congressman, we've heard so many different reports about what the congressional leadership as well as what the president want to do this year. Some reports say they don't want anything to do with this in a midterm election year. At other points, we hear that absolutely it's going to be advanced this year. What do you make of the back and forth, and what do you think is actually going to happen?
I don't think the Democrats know what they want to do yet, because they're being torn between what they know will be rejected by the American people, and that is an amnesty, a legalization of the status of those people who are here illegally, and also giving benefits to illegals, which is, these two things are just an anathema to the vast majority of voters in the United States. But the Democrats are torn between that and their political machine and their coalition that includes the whole strategy of bringing illegals into this country in order to eventually make them voters and make them part of the political process. So the Democrats who control Congress are torn now between knowing that in the short term it could be really harmful, but in the long term, by getting illegals into the country and legalizing them, it would help them politically in the long run. So I don't think they've made the decision yet. But the American people should understand that that's why they're deciding this. And any political party that is relying on the votes of people who come from other countries into our country illegally, I mean, that should be a reason alone to reject the liberal Democrats who control Washington at this point, because they're not being loyal to us.
Congressman, even if no new legislation were passed, but the existing laws were finally enforced the way they were intended to be enforced, what would be the impact?
Well, I think we already do have the laws on the books to handle this situation. We could help in a little bit by, for example, changing the law in reference to babies that are born here when their parents have come here illegally. There's no reason to give those babies citizenship any more than it is justified to keep those their parents here who are here illegally simply because they had a child here in the United States. So we do have, however, laws already that require the people to verify who they're hiring. We should make sure that, and I believe that it's also illegal for us to give government benefits to illegals, but we just aren't enforcing it. And President Calderon, when he was here talking to both houses of Congress, and he was talking about some of the laws here in the United States, well, in fact, in Mexico, they have very tough laws when it comes to people who are in their country illegally.
Congressman, we're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. The president yesterday on Wednesday said that his administration has committed more resources to the border than the previous administration, and he said that illegal immigration has actually declined under his watch. What can you tell us about the facts on that?
Well, I'm not sure what the statistics are. I'm sure that he can call up sources of information. The fact is this president, in terms of immigration policy, is cut from the same cloth as the last president. George W. Bush was a disgrace in terms of his securing the borders of the United States and solving the problem of illegal immigration. He was actually on the wrong side, as is this president. And So that's not a good comparison. The fact is, George Bush did a rotten job and did not watch out for the interests of the American people when it came to immigration policy. Instead, he was watching out for the interests of some very wealthy, big business people who want to bid down the wages of the American people. And this president may have a different motive. But he, same policy, but his motive may well be just to bring in new members of his liberal left political coalition in order to manipulate them as political pawns. So whatever it is, the American people know that this is one of the greatest threats to their well-being, whether it's the education of their children, the health care around the country, which is breaking down both education and health care. And then there's the safety issue. We got people who are raping and murdering American citizens. And the people doing the raping and murdering happen to be illegally in the country. They shouldn't even be here. So the American public knows this. And so whether it was Bush or the current administration, they didn't do their job in the past. And the current administration is in the same vein.
Obviously, based on the polling, the people of Arizona were also fed up with the status quo and seem to be in strong support of this new law. What about where you are, sir, in Southern California? I know that the state government does not see this issue the same way that those in Arizona do, but I did see a story this week that a city that I believe is in your district, Costa Mesa, has decided that it will not be a sanctuary city. Well, what can you tell us about the prevailing mood where you are?
I'm very proud that the city that I represent and the city in which I reside and the elected officials of that city, who I know personally, to have taken a stand to declare themselves in contrast to these cities that offer sanctuary by claiming that declaring themselves a rule of law city, which will come down very hard on anybody breaking the law, but especially immigration laws. So, we should applaud cities like that, and I certainly do. I'm really proud of Costa Mesa and Alan Mansoor, the mayor of Costa Mesa, for making this stand.
And so it looks as though other cities are following the lead that Arizona has set out here. Congressman, a big issue and I'm sure a big debate to come. Thanks very much for your time today.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.